This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Today, reinventing RIM. Research in Motion makes the once ubiquitous BlackBerry. In recent years, it's watched the iPhone and other devices take a huge bite out of its market share. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the Canadian company named a new CEO today and is hoping for a turnaround.
If shareholders were hoping for totally new leadership, they didn't get it. RIM's board opted for one of their own, Torsten Hines, who's been at the company for 4 years, previously as chief operating officer. Hines, who is German, told employees in a video that the company, despite some issues, remains cutting edge.
At the very core of RIM, at its DNA, how I always describe it, is the innovation. I mean, we always think ahead. We always think forward. We sometimes think the unthinkable.
That may have been true a long time ago, but not in recent years, says Ted Shadler. Shadler is an industry analyst with Forrester Research. He says former co-CEO Mike Lazaridis missed many boats.
I just remember standing up in front of their analyst meeting with holding my little iPhone in 2008 going, so Mike, what are you going to do about this computer that I'm carrying around in my pocket? He just basically laughed me out of the room. He's like, what are you talking about? Nobody cares about that. I'm like, yes, they do. It's a computer. It does everything. I can get on the internet right here. Look. He was like, that's not what we do. I'm like, well, boy, then you're going to be in trouble.
Consumers preferred the iPhone with their thousands of applications or apps, and that forced many employers to follow their lead. Within 3 years, Shadler says BlackBerry went from having a near monopoly in smartphones to less than half the market.
And RIM missed it. They missed that shift to the consumer. So they've been playing catch-up, and they've lost really their focus on what really makes them different, which is the network.
That network, Shadler says, is RIM's key to the future. Unlike other device makers, RIM built and uses its own network, one that is more secure. And, he says, although it's a smaller market, there are businesses and government clients who need just that. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.